Managing a chronic lifetime disease like diabetes often comes with a high price tag and can take a toll on someone's mental health. Add in a global pandemic, and it's even more complicated. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
COVID-19 created a domino effect for Tom Dykus, who's been living with type 1 diabetes for 28 years. He was already on a seasonal layoff from his job when the pandemic hit. That layoff became permanent in April, leaving him searching for employment.
At first, there were certain things I was looking for in a job, as far as, you know, if they offered good health insurance plan, and most importantly, if the facility was COVID-friendly, or, you know, they followed safe practices.
But with limited options, Dykus says he's had to set his sights much lower to just about anything that will provide some income. And that's a difficult reality for someone with an expensive and time-consuming chronic disease.
You know, there's a kind of a hold, a pause on things going on in the world right now. Your diabetes isn't on pause. That's always a 24/7, 365 career that you have to always be on top of and just find a way to get over these hurdles.
Type 1 diabetics are completely reliant throughout their lives on medication insulin, which helps regulate blood sugar. Without it, they could die. But the average price of the medication has doubled in the last 5 years. Type 2 diabetes happens when a person's body becomes resistant to insulin produced by the pancreas, or when the organ doesn't produce enough. Treatment can involve nutrition, exercise, medication, and lifestyle changes. Altogether, diabetes and its complications account for 1 in every 7 healthcare dollars spent in the United States. Advocates and providers say the pandemic has left patients dealing with an even greater burden of financial, physical, and mental health needs.
Even without the pandemic, you know, we really have to stay on top of our mental health from day one, because, you know, if you don't address it or acknowledge or be aware of your mental health situations, it can really eat you alive. Now, especially with the pandemic going on, it makes things so much more overwhelming. And, you know, you could easily just get distracted and fall right into, deep depressive moments.
Diabetes of any type can be successfully managed, but that depends on a lot of factors. And one of them is health insurance coverage. Dr. Laura Nally says this pandemic has left many struggling with that.
Many families of children with diabetes either lost their jobs, which can disrupt their access to health insurance and puts them at risk of rationing.
Nally is a pediatric endocrinologist in New Haven. She also has type 1 diabetes herself and is an advocate with the Connecticut Insulin for All chapter.
And of course, as we're reaching January, those with high deductible health insurance are financially preparing for when they're going to have a new deductible to meet. So that's definitely been a problem.
On average, healthcare costs for people with diabetes are more than 2 times greater than for those living without. Jill Ely is a family nurse practitioner and diabetes specialist at Stanford Health.
You know, the medications, the testing supplies, the physician visits, educational visits, copay, seeing specialists, and the stress. I mean, there is no way to ever measure all that.
Ely and her colleagues have been working to keep patients connected to their healthcare during the pandemic, and it hasn't been all bad. She says many of her patients have used the time to improve their health.
For some, it was a decrease in stress because they didn't have all that commuting that they had to do, and maybe they were able to exercise more. Maybe they could now cook at home. And so maybe there was a better option for eating healthier.
But Ely acknowledges that the downsides of the pandemic have been significant, including the cancellation of the program's in-person support group meetings for type 2 diabetes. Ely says that's left some patients emotionally and mentally isolated from others. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues to pose a greater physical risk to people with underlying medical conditions like diabetes. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.